Caleb Booth of the Carroll Tigers joining us here today as he really recently announced that he is going to be headed to Northwestern College up in Orange City to become a Red Raider and continue his basketball career. Tell you what, Caleb, congratulations. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Caleb, talk about that decision. How long have you been thinking about things? How many schools were in the picture? How difficult of a decision was this overall for you to have to make?
It was a long process. I started the summer with like not a lot of looks, and then I got visits set up near the end of the summer. And Northwestern was kind of like one of the last ones I went to. And then, so after I went on that visit, they were probably up there being the top schools that I wanted to go to. And I just talked to my parents a lot and talked to the coaches a lot. So it was a long process overall.
Caleb, you mentioned you weren't getting a lot of looks. That surprises me, a kid with your abilities. What do you contribute that to? Was it you not really putting your name out there a lot?
Yeah, I didn't. Junior year, I didn't really try and put my name out there too much. I just kind of went out and played. And then AAU really helped. I got out there and played really well in the summer and played well in front of coaches at tournaments. So I think that helped.
As you started kind of looking at schools and they started looking at you, who all jumped into the picture along with Northwestern?
There was about seven in total, I think. Buena Vista, Northwestern, Central, Grandview, Simpson, Coe. So six, actually.
Where did you all get to? Did you get to all of those to take visits?
Yeah, that was near the end of the summer. I ended up getting to all those schools.
That had to be a pretty busy end to your summer. How'd you fit that in with your schedule, getting ready for basketball season, finishing up the AAU season and the club season? How did you work all of those trips in?
I tried to make them all like in a row so I could kind of see them all at one time and kind of think about what I wanted to do. So in a span of like 3 or 4 weeks, I think I went on six visits.
Wow, that's a lot of mileage time. Gave you plenty of time to think. When you walked away from all the campuses, which places all kind of impressed you, along with Northwestern, who you chose? Which were the other schools that you maybe trimmed that list down to?
Central, I really liked Central a lot when I went there. BV, I liked their campus and their coaches and everything. Grandview, they were my last visit I went on, and I liked them a lot too. Those were probably the three that were up there as well.
I know you didn't play for Coach Dalma. You were probably really young when he was here, but his connection to Carroll, how much did that help you with, liking your trip over there to Central?
Yeah, I liked it. We talked a lot about Carroll over there, and that was just kind of a connection we made, and that was something that we could talk about. So that was another plus for them.
Caleb, what was it with the Northwestern trip that made you feel like that was the place that you wanted to be?
I went there, and their camp is really nice. They're always adding new things up there. And I really like their coaches. We went up there and talked with them. And then I played in an open gym with their guys, and I really liked playing with them, and their guys were all super nice, and I just liked it.
Did you know much about the GPAC and Northwestern before you started to look into them?
No, not really. But after going back and looking at it, they have a good conference, and they're a good school.
What stood out for you about the conference and about the style of play that Northwestern plays?
Northwestern, they have a really good big man, and that kind of stood out to me. He was an All-American as a freshman, and I really wanted to play with him, and I think I like the way they play. They want to move the ball and shoot a lot of threes, so that kind of fit my style.
Was that the biggest thing with Northwestern compared to some of the other schools, was the style that they played as well? Or was there some other schools that fit your style pretty well?
I think Northwestern had one of the better fits. BV likes to shoot a lot of threes. But there were some other things there that I didn't really like fit well with, I thought. And Northwestern just felt like the best one style-wise.
What were some of the different coaches telling you? And you don't have to say which coaches if you don't want to, but what were some of the good things that you heard about your game from some of the coaches that were looking at you?
They like the way I get up and guard and play defense on the other team's best player. And they like the way I push the ball in transition, can shoot the three. They like my court vision, the way I can pass, a lot of stuff like that.
When did you finally make the decision that it was Northwestern, and then how long did you sit on that decision before you announced?
A few weeks ago, the head coach actually came down, and we talked about my package and everything, and he wanted me to make a decision sooner rather than later. And so at that time, I was thinking about it, and so probably for 2 weeks, I sat and thought about it and talked to my parents, and then I just finally made the decision.
You had mentioned to me before the interview today that you had thought about waiting until the end of the season. How much pressure is off your shoulders and weight lifted off the back to have this decision done?
A lot, because I was really worried. I thought I wanted to try and play at a higher level, but after thinking about it and talking to my parents, I just felt like it was right. So now I just can go out there and play and not have any worries.
Let's talk the education part here real quick. What are you hoping to go to school for there? What would you like to do later on in life? Or is that something that you'll figure out still once you get up there?
Right now I'm thinking business, maybe something like sports management, but I'm not quite decided, but that's what I'm thinking right now.
What intrigues you about the sports management part of it? What would you like to do?
I was thinking kind of like an AD role, like Coach Beeson. I really like what he does, and I think I would like to do that.
Let's talk about your game a little bit. You mentioned shooting threes, playing defense. Where do you feel you can get better yet this senior season and heading off into college?
I think really attacking the basket and finishing strong. And I think at times I get a little lazy and slack a little bit on defense. So I can work on that and just always have to give 100% effort.
Were those some of the same things that the coaches at Northwestern talked to you about, or is that just kind of you looking at your own game and maybe even in some discussions with Coach Beeson that you feel like you need to work on?
The finishing part, I really noticed that I needed to work on that, and that was one of the things I talked with the Northwestern coaches about, is I'm really striving to work on that and trying to get better at that.
Caleb, what areas do you feel like you're really good at right now heading into, you know, this season into college in the future?
I think my jump shot's gotten a lot better, and I feel like I can shoot it from wherever this year. And I think I've gotten a lot better off the dribble, and I'm not as worried about missing off the dribble, so I'm comfortable taking those. Yeah, just a lot of shooting aspects.
What are the things you're going to do in the off season to get ready once this season ends? So what are some of the plans?
I think I'm going to lift weights a lot, try and put on some muscle, because I bet that's what they'll want up there. And again, just working on finishing and around the basket and just working on my overall game.
Caleb, you're going into your senior year. As you and I are talking here today, you guys are 1-0 with the win over Kemper the other night. What are the goals for this team this year? You've been on some great teams here your first 3 years. What are the goals for you as a team, and what are some of your individual goals coming into this year?
A team goal that we have is a conference championship, which we think we can do. We obviously want to make the state tournament, and we think we can do that as well. For me, I think I want to be on All-State again. I want to be a first-team All-Conference, which I think I'll be able to do. And I wanted 1,000 points this year, and I think I'm pretty close to that, or I think I can hit it.
Do you want to say what you need right now to be able to get there? Do you know?
For the 1,000 points?
Yep.
I think I'm sitting at about 600 points total or something like that.
Well, I tell you what, I think you've got a great chance to get that, Caleb. I think you're going to end up with that. It's a lot of fun getting to watch you play. That was a great game you had the other night. So I appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the absolute best of luck. I'm sure I'll get up to Northwestern and probably watch you at some point during your career. So best of luck at Northwestern, and best of luck with the rest of this season as well.
Yep, thank you.
You bet. Caleb Booth again with the Carroll Tigers. Again, he is headed up to Orange City to play basketball at Northwestern.